What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
It's the Positive Truth. We're back on this Monday. Happy Monday to everyone listening. We have two positive news stories to start your day. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews help us out so much. If you send us a five-star review with a comment and a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free 99.
What do you have for your first positive news story, sir?
I'm going all the way to Central Ohio. So according to WBNS 10 News in Ohio, I have an awesome nine-year-old by the name of Jack. Jack decided to turn his house into what he is calling Teddy Bear HQ. The reason why, he is actually gathering hundreds of stuffed bears and he's sending it out to kids that are in need. Children that are sick, that may not get a teddy bear, he's getting it for them. So this all started because last year his family decided to volunteer and make blankets for kids at Nationwide, which is a hospital with sick children. He decided, you know what? I want to give these kids some teddy bears. Why? Because it would be so cool that these kids have a teddy bear with their blankets. That year, he set up the idea, set everything up, made an impressive 445 bears, JP. This year, he decided, I'm going to make 500. That's my goal. So neighbors, church friends, classmates, and community members, they've all donated. They've all jumped in to help. And they're distributing these bags of teddy bears to Nationwide later this month. And I thought this was super awesome, being the month of giving. And Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. So shout out to Jack.
How is he making these?
So he's getting these, basically all the material ordered to him, stuffing them with cotton, having somebody help sew it up, pushing it to the side and keeping it pushing.
And he's nine?
Nine, man. He's leading the mission.
And they're getting blankets?
And they're getting blankets.
And it says, sorry, I'm cheating on your notes. It says they're getting like a basket of stuff. So they're getting a teddy bear.
And a blanket.
And probably some like cheap snack.
Maybe like a coloring book or something of that nature, something that kids like to do. And there is a GoFundMe. I do have the link here. Jack's Teddy Bear Drive at GoFundMe. If you search for that in the GoFundMe search bar, you'll be able to find it and donate there if you'd like to help.
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth podcast.
Tú sabes.
So I'm going to go to the opposite end for a 69-year-old man and a follow-up. Ah. So last week you did a story about a gentleman walking around the world.
Indeed. For decades.
Only three. So I'm going to do a story about Mark. He's a 69-year-old man from Ontario. And starting on January 7th, 2025, he left Bangkok. And he had a goal. I'm going to cycle all the way to Ontario through 25 countries. And he just made it back.
Hey.
30,000 kilometers around the world over 11 months. Why did he do it? To raise money for cancer research. His motivation behind the ride is the memory of his late wife who died of cancer in 2021. And he wanted to donate money to the Princess Margaret Cancer Center, part of the University Health Network in Canada. He said the ride wasn't easy, of course. He had to deal with the cycling, carrying all his stuff, cooking, daily planning, mechanical issues. One time his tire went out. And someone that was supporting him from afar drove 1,000 kilometers to deliver him a spare replacement tire. He carried all his gear on a 100-pound bike, and he's 69 years old. And he got it done in less than a year.
That's so impressive.
Just goes to show you, wheels are much better than walking on your feet. But I can't. Incredible. Says right here, his friend said, you have the stamina and commitment to rival those younger professional cyclists. Understatement of the century.
That drive is amazing, though, man. To think about why he did it, lost his wife. It's an awesome mission, but then he also had a lot of community support, so much to the point where somebody drove 1,000 miles just to get him a spare tire so he can complete that mission. Man, that's a community story if I've ever heard one.
And $50,000 raised for cancer research.
Take that, world.
Some people don't make 50K in a year. He made 50K to give back.
Dude, man, that's beautiful. Shout out to you, JP.
Oh, shout out to Mark for doing this. I set my buddy here.
I drove to work.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Shout out to Halloween costumes. My son found the Spider-Man costumes. He's already had his, but he found mine and Edna's. So Layla put on Edna's and I had to wear mine yesterday. We were walking around the house playing Amazing Spider-Man Friends for 2 hours.
How did you find your costumes?
Man, I hid it in a bucket, like in his room on top of that, at this top shelf that nobody goes towards. Him and Layla were playing in there, knocked everything down. Spidey! It was over with for 2 hours last night. And the first thing he did when he woke up, wanted to put that costume back on.
When you say knocked everything down?
So Leandro has a TV in his room, and there's a remote like on this shelf, and he knows he can't turn the TV on without it. So he always asks Layla for help. Layla went in there, tried to get the remote, knocked everything out. I go in there, everything's on the floor. They're scared. Sorry, Daddy, sorry. Pick that stuff up. And as they were picking that stuff up, they found the costumes. It was great. It was funny, but I was like, ah, man.
So this is like dad life where you're just sitting on the couch relaxing and you hear a crash in the other room.
Oh, that's normal. Yeah. Or if you're laying down with the kids, you can't hear the kids for a minute. It's probably something bad. So, yeah, you want to hear some moderate noise. Let's just say that.
Fair enough.
What are you grateful for, sir?
I'm grateful for complete sentences. I'm guilty of doing it on this podcast. I'm guilty of doing it over text. Complete sentences are good. Tim's laughing, and I'm going to include your story too. So I had three instances this week of me not using a complete sentence and having to do more work. Because sometimes, like I was telling a story before we started recording, I look at my phone and there's so many messages. Sometimes I see all the messages, but there's priorities, or I'll see something and I'm thinking about it. So I had one this week where it was like, we didn't get the labels for the online orders. So I messaged back quickly, check spam, question mark. We're getting like spam calls. I haven't got a spam call today, blah, blah, blah. And so I rubbed my head and I was like, check spam folder in the email, please. A couple days later, at one of the newer stores, it ran out of printer ink. He's like, oh, we ran out of printer ink. I'll put it on the supplies. So I replied, what ink is needed? They said black. And I was just like, what printer cartridge ink is needed?
Those keywords are important.
So important. Complete sentences. Then I sent one to Tim this week. I'm just going to read it because whenever I went back to read it, I was like, oh.
You said, oh.
Just give them the one with a different one for now, and we will use credit starting in January. I'm glad you understood that, because when I was reading it back, I was like, I'm glad this doesn't make any sense.
I think I read it a few times. And I was like, I know what he's trying to say. It is what it is. Let's keep it pushing, guys.
So complete sentences while talking on the podcast and while sending messages.
Man, we both need to learn that. It's okay.
More me than you. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
I do, but I'm cracking up. I apologize. Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.